Talk about the end of that Peoria game where you guys were up 4-0 and you wind up holding on. That must have been one of the most intense games you've been through, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we went up 4-0. I felt like we were in pretty good control of the game. We got ourselves into some penalty trouble, and you know, a team like Peoria or anybody that's left in the playoffs now, you give them too many opportunities on the power play, and they'll creep back into it. So. Yeah, by the end there, we had a one-goal lead, and we were definitely holding on. Peoria was pushing, and Caffrey made some big saves, and we had some guys really lay out and sacrifice their body for blocking shots and everything down the stretch. So, awesome to be able to hang on to like that.
How much was the fact that you were playing Peoria, and it seemed like, you know, maybe you guys felt they were picking on you, and there's been some players back and forth, and you as a coach on both teams, how much was that whole thing with Peoria a real factor, or was that sort of overblown?
I hope it was overblown, really. I want to come with the same intensity against any team that we play. We've talked about that a lot this week, is that, you know, we're playing another team, and what we did last week means nothing, whether it was a personal, personal motivation or a team motivation. You know, we should be motivated for the big goal, and that's to win it all. So, I hope all that was overblown and we can come with the same intensity this week.
We'll talk with Roanoke Railroad Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. Talk about Birmingham. You were 3-2-2 against Birmingham this year, so you've played them pretty well, 2-1 at home. Are you just preaching to your guys, Dan, this is not a time for a letdown? We've got to come with the same intensity we had against Peoria?
Yeah, we're talking a lot just maintaining what we do. It's about our process, and, with all those records during the regular season, the fact that we beat Peoria, it all means nothing. You know, Peoria had 40 wins on the season, and we overcame that. So, you know, Birmingham's coming in at us, and they don't care what the season series is. It's all about this best of three. So, game one, every bit of intensity, every bit of energy, anything we have has to go into game one.
And talk, just brag on your players a little bit, Dan. Just talk about how they seemed to step up during that Peoria series and, you know, going on the road, the whole nine yards, but winning the first game at home, which is always crucial in a best of two of three. But just talk about how you guys really stepped up.
Yeah, I mean, I could go down the list, but we had tons of guys that stepped up in this series, whether it was physically or putting up points on the board, you know, top to bottom. Our D-core was incredible at clearing pucks. We made a point, you know. We're trying to box out their guys, let Caffrey make the big save, make the save, and then clear rebounds. We did a great job. And like I said, down the stretch of that last game and even game one, guys selling out their bodies, throwing their bodies in front of pucks, it was really something to see.
And just to wrap up, how important is it to you guys to win game one?
Same as any series, and I think any team goes into that mentality with that mentality in a best of three. You're all in on game one, so. Our guys know we're going to come with that intensity, and hopefully through our process we come out on top.
And the last question is, at this point, Dan, you beat the number one team in the league. Is there any reason that, and you've probably talked to your guys about this, is there any reason you guys can't be wind up as the SPHL champions in a couple of rounds? And what will
it take? There's no reason we can, as long as that's not our mentality right now. Right now our mentality is proving it every single shift. So if we get there and then we get to lift it at the end, that's great. But right now we prove why we should be every shift.